This Sunday, many mothers will receive roses or orchids. Commentator Craig Child's mother might prefer something a little less refined.
My mother's life is a bit unusual. I've seen her in storm waves, paddling a kayak off the Central American coast. We've huddled together in blizzards and walked across the desert. I don't know why she does these things. I grew up with her cheery, motherly voice saying, "Let's eat breakfast outside." For God's sake, Mom, it's snowing. Last year, when my mother was 54, I joined her and her husband for an easy day out, fishing in the mountains of western Colorado. Easy. Nothing is easy with my mother. I should have known this. The day was fantastic, descending from 10,000 feet into a sheer, roaring water canyon. I've never seen her catch so many fish, and she laughed like she always does. She loves to bathe her feet in cold water when the sun is warm on her body, happy as a dog. The adventure didn't start until late afternoon. The canyon pinched us down into a raging hole. We had to climb through toppled flood trees and jump down waterfalls, trying to keep our packs above our heads. The road was still 8 or 9 miles away. Once my mother reached up to give me a hand down. Some of her fingers are missing from her left hand. She makes her living as a carpenter and gets reckless sometimes, cutting wood late at night. When I felt the stubs of her fingers in my fist, I quickly looked at her face, at her wrinkles and her wild eyes. She's the one who taught me how to make radical mistakes, how to go out on limbs. She used to work as a waitress, as a secretary, as a manager in the Environmental Protection Agency, a groundskeeper for an inner-city housing complex, a river guide, an artist. With everything she's done in her life, I'm amazed. She was a struggling, single mother as I grew up, but she taught me how to make life irresistibly rich. Needless to say, we didn't make it out that night. The three of us set an ad hoc camp at 9,000 feet. It rained for a while, and we ran out of food. We built an all-night fire on a ledge above a pounding waterfall and gathered around it shoulder to shoulder. Far early in the morning, 2 o'clock, maybe 4, we were all awake, poking at the fire to keep from shivering. The stars were out. We watched the powder trail of the Milky Way stretch straight across the sky. Sometimes, my mother fearfully believes that she didn't raise me well. She's afraid we moved too often. She had to work too much. I was stifled not to have a father around. I looked at her face, glowing pumpkin orange in front of the fire. I thought, she has no idea. Here we are again, living the rich life, just like she taught me.
Craig Child's most recent book is The Secret Knowledge of Water, Discovering the Essence of the American Desert.